Greetings, Western Healthcare members and friends. This is Angelina Salazar, your CEO. And wow, it's August. Where did the summer go? Once again, the summer's flown by, but we're excited and looking forward to the year ahead. We've got lots of things up on the horizon. And I wanted to take a moment today to introduce you to two people. A lot of you already know these two people. I have the honor of working with them every day. We have Tyler Downing, he's the data analyst for Community Care Alliance, and Marguerite Tuthill, who is also works for Community Care Alliance as the network development manager. And I wanted to bring them in today to just tell you a little bit more about the Community Care Alliance. I know some of you are part of the ACO that we have currently, and I know some of you might have been introduced, whether it was from the website or education, one of the peer network group meetings, but I wanted to take the moment today to really dig a little bit deeper so that you could understand more about what's happening and why the Community Care Alliance is so vital as we move forward as an organization. With that, let me tell you a little bit about CCA for those of you who may not know what that is or if you're new to WHA too. So the Community Care Alliance is a wholly owned subsidiary of Western Healthcare Alliance. And you all know WHA, 30 members, we've been around since 1989. The CCA was formed in 2015 for the sole purpose of creating a centralized infrastructure to support you, WHA members, to perform effectively in what we are calling our value-based environment. And beginning in 2016, the CCA launched two ACOs, and that's accountable care organizations, serving 24,000 Medicare beneficiaries in Western Colorado and also in Western Washington at the time. The ACOs saved Medicare almost $5 million in 2017 alone. That's a lot of money. And through the establishment of population health capabilities, they've assisted participating providers with not just meeting, but excelling in the MIPS program. So with that, I guess what I wanna know from Tyler and Marguerite, if you'd not just me, but our members know, how specifically does CCA help the WHA membership?
Well, I think, hi everyone, this is Tyler, first of all. I think the important thing is to start mostly from the top and look down. It's an interesting shift right now in payment models that's occurring within the industry. I think one thing we provide at the top level is health data literacy and education regarding all of this transformation within the industry. It's very difficult to come up with a summary that's comprehensive enough to give a true understanding of what's really being regulated and mandated. So I think that's one of the benefits CCA provides is dissecting information and putting it into a form that's appropriate to whatever audience is in front of us. Marguerite, do you want to share anything else about that?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Marguerite. I agree. We do a lot with data literacy. We also do a lot of in-practice work. So we have quality improvement specialist, Catherine Steele, and she comes in and works with the practices wherever they may be when it comes to transforming and getting ready for the value-based environment. Or if they're already in it, like the members in the ACO, she can go in and work with them and figure out maybe they need to tweak a few things in their workflow so that, you know, the provider's able to have more time with the patients and more of that paperwork is being done at the MA level. We also do a lot of work with our members about or around quality reporting, and the ACO members have a nice little benefit when it comes to MIPS reporting. So that's the big reporting we have to do for Medicare now. And by being in the ACO, you just have to report for the ACO. You don't have to do MIPS in addition to everything else. And so we work with our members a lot to prep for that. And then also to then understand the results of that performance. And then we work with them to see, okay, how do we keep pushing forward and continue performing well and even like continue raising the bar on our performance.
Great. Wonderful. Well, that sounds great. So let's say I'm a materials director or I'm a rehabilitation therapist. I mean, why should I care? You know, how does this affect me working in a hospital?
I mean, I think everyone in the health industry should care about value-based contracts and the work that CCA is doing within population health, because CMS is leading the industry through an expansive change in payment models, and it starts with MACRA and MIPS. And it seems like commercial payers and state-based government payers are following suit. Mm-hmm. And so we right now offer a risk-free educational opportunity to work within value-based contracts as they move from just being innovative to the industry standard.
Mm-hmm. And for a hospital to really succeed in those new payment models, they need every department involved, right, and every department really actively working towards moving the whole organization forward. And so, yeah, if you're a rehab director or a lab director, even like every part of a hospital is going to need to be involved in this work, or at least be like understand it or know about it, and asking how they could better and get involved in it.
Excellent. Well, that's a great segue to my last question, which is, you know, how do I get more information? I mean, I think we've all heard these terms like ACO, and I might know what it is. Maybe my hospital's a part of it, but how do I find out more information, and how do I find out if where our hospital is in this transformation?
Well, we'll be coming to a peer network group near you. And then we do have a health system readiness assessment that all of our WHA members who are currently participating with us have done that. And it's really it's an assessment. So you go through and it just asks the hospital to really think about where it is in terms of value-based preparedness, but also where its broader medical community is, because that's another piece of it, is that you want to start working with your local providers. And so that assessment is a really good place to start. And you know, not to be too salesy, but we're happy to like come out and help. And then also just kind of, you know, reach out to us. We're always happy to explain and give presentations and provide we have an Accountable Care 101 document if you want to read something.
Right. Great. Yeah,
and I think on top of all that, we can also work to provide a little bit of quantitative data around how you might be impacted by MIPS and MACRA in the future. If you are a facility or a location that has a lot of Part B income, if you're not ready for MIPS and MACRA, you're going to be subject to negative payment adjustments. And so there are a lot of ways in which we can evaluate your current financial situation and determine where you may lie given certain model criteria. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we can always provide as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, final words. No matter where you are in this transformation in healthcare, your Community Care Alliance team is here for you. And feel free to reach out. Information is there right in the newsletter. And like Marguerite had said too, we are implementing education in all the peer network groups. But don't wait for the meeting. Reach out to us and we are there for you. So thanks and have a great end to your summer. Look forward to seeing you soon.